Hey, this is Brian from your friendly neighborhood Infamous podcast, and we have a deal for you. If you go to comixology.com right now and spend $15, when you check out, use the code Infamous and you get $5 off. That's right. When you spend $15 on comics at comixology.com, you get $5 off when you use the code Infamous. So go help out the show and your friends at the Infamous podcast and get some digital comics. You're welcome. Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this is episode 142. We're closing in on 150, man.
Yeah, now you're going to start that now.
Well, what, when we closed in at least 50?
At least it's not 15 episodes back that you started and we're closing in on 150. Well,
I think we were at like 23 and I'm like, we're closing in on 50.
No, 100 was where, where you really started like... We were on episode maybe 79.
We're at 47. We're almost to 100.
Yeah, exactly.
I get excited, man. Like, we've been doing this for a while now.
It's just a number.
It's just a number. Age is just a number. Episode count is just a number.
How about on our 150th episode, you give me $1 for every episode we've recorded that has a number in it?
Every episode we record. Well... Actually, it wouldn't be as many as you think.
I know.
Because
I know.
It would be because it's not episode, you know. Anyway, that's interesting.
I'm the infamous replacement.
You are the infamous replacement. So, but hey, we're happy to have you.
But I'm curious to see how much money I'm going to get on the 150th episode now.
I think it's like $7.
No, it's not. I came in like really early.
We don't put a lot of numbers in the title, though.
Every episode's title with a number.
That's not part of the episode title. That's just the episode number.
You say it. It's recorded. That means it's for real.
It's episode number blah, titled blah.
Yeah. But you say, hey, welcome to episode 142. We only got a few more to go to 150.
All right. I'm not paying you anything. Dude, you're like independently wealthy now. You're doing the Scrooge McDuck thing through the money bin. So did you go and get like all ones?
Should I talk like Scrooge for the rest of the episode?
Too? Well, which Scrooge? OG Scrooge or the weird abomination that is David Tennant? Scrooge?
I can't do David Tennant.
I can't deal with it. Like, I don't like it.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
DuckTales was on how many years ago? That's when DuckTales was on.
Right. I've tried to watch the new one and I'm not.
There's some shows you can do that with, but DuckTales is, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Scrooge McDuck is my favorite Disney character. So
well, I thought it was the machine guy.
I love Gizmo Duck.
Gizmo Duck.
But no, Scrooge is my favorite.
Okay.
But, all right. Well,
I don't have a favorite, like, character.
Yeah.
I could say I have I can name my favorite movie because it's still probably my favorite animated one. Yeah, sure. Well, sure. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen the whole Song of the South.
I've never seen it.
I bought a bootleg copy that played really bad and yeah too bad. But I can say what my favorite animated movie is, and I can probably say what my favorite live action production was, but I don't know if it counts as a movie because it was on TV.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So Aladdin's my favorite Disney movie.
Okay.
Davy Crockett's probably my favorite live action production.
Okay, so if we're going the 2D animation, it's Robin Hood.
But what, I mean, for I Disney. Just go just animation altogether.
I'm just talking, well, then it's The Incredibles. But
that's Pixar.
Right. Yeah. So it's Robin Hood.
And we're talking Disney proper.
Right. And then for live action Disney, that's a rough one. I don't know. I mean, there's so many good ones to.
I mean, if you're going full like live action,
I'm probably
going to
go
TV,
Captain America Winter Soldier.
Okay. Because that does count.
I mean, it counts, but
it does and it doesn't because it's Marvel Entertainment or Marvel Cinematic.
I'm kind of being facetious there, but.
Right, I know.
I don't know.
I'm going Star Wars The Last Jedi all the way, baby.
I don't know what my favorite like Disney live action movie would be.
Davy Crockett kind of counts, but kind of doesn't because I think it did play theatrically at one point, but it was on Wonderful World of Color.
Yeah. I'd probably go with The Parent Trap.
Okay.
That's what I like because we watched that one.
If we were going to go like down the list, because we've done lists of Disney stuff, Tron's my second favorite. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Tron. Yeah. Tron. Never mind.
But Davy Crockett, totally
Derp.
I've always had an affinity for the Fess Parker, Buddy Ebsen, Davy Crockett.
Cool. All right. Well, you know, it's interesting that we're talking about this because this week we are going to talk. We're going to kind of take a break from like reviewing stuff necessarily.
My God.
And we're going to talk about like just what it's like to have expectations. Anything. Well, that's part of the problem too. All right.
I haven't watched anything or.
Well, I mean, all right. So I finally got a job, like a day job. It's been a while.
Well, you've left the house, is what you should say.
So I
finally has a job
now.
Where he can leave the house.
I wear pants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had my own thing, but anyway.
You still have to wear the ankle bracelet though, right?
No, I made a Faraday cage. And
oh, wow. Okay.
I'm kidding. All right. So just a couple quick news bites before we get
Mr.
into
Tudor.
It.
Mr. Tudor.
So when did you stop? Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna have to get a board and like attach it and, you know.
Or just record that and put it on the, yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
That way I don't have to remember to do it every week.
We don't do news bites every week anymore, but we've been doing them lately.
Can I finish what your question is? Because I know what it is. When did I stop watching Arrow?
Yes.
So I haven't finished the previous to most recent season.
Okay.
Season 5?
It's in season 6 or 7.
Yeah,
right now.
It's in season 6. Season 7 is what's going to be next year.
So I watched up until the winter break.
Of Prometheus season. Or this year?
This year.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm still on the Prometheus tour.
And I've said before, I'm done. I'm not watching any more Arrow. And like, I still, like an addict, go back to Star City.
It's that AML guy.
Dude, I'm done. I haven't watched. I'm not watching anymore. But this makes
so
it interesting.
So Nightwing shows
though.
Up?
They're not going to. They've already said they're not going to do that.
This would make you want to come back?
I like Colton Hayes. Okay. I liked Roy. So Colton Hayes is going to return to season 7. It says it right here on the paper in front of me.
Yeah.
As a series regular.
Right.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Well, you heard that Willa Holland left, right?
Well, she's been like part-time for the last 2 or 3 years
last
anyway.
Last week, I guess, was her final episode.
Did they kill her?
No, she just left town.
All right. Well,
like Colton did. And yeah. Like most people have.
Yeah, they can bring her back whenever. Yeah. But so here's the problem. There's Team Arrow, right? Which is Diggle and Oliver and Felicity.
Yeah.
And then they brought in like the new people with Wild Dog, Mr. Terrific, and
B team.
Dinah Drake.
Or C team, really.
Yeah, Dinah Drake, Black Canary. But they went way too inside baseball on the heroes fighting kind of thing. And it showed all like this just mistrust and lies and
oh,
that
so
kind
it was,
of stuff.
It was like the memes that are popping up now with American Choppers, where it's, you know, dad Polly and son Polly arguing.
But there's no,
there's like, nothing else happening except they're arguing. Right.
But it's like they're arguing, but then there's like no honor among heroes. Like they don't trust each other. It's like you guys are the villains. This is how the villains act.
No, there's honor between the villains.
Well,
the villains
that's
trust
what
each
I'm,
other
but,
more than the
yeah.
Heroes.
Anyway.
I mean, look at Heatwave and Captain Cold.
Exactly. But that being said, Colton Hayes coming back is a big deal. I'll probably maybe try and tune in a little bit and see what, you know, if he can bring back some of that spark that
on this season
that cast had.
Currently on, though, is it worth watching just to watch Katie Cassidy play the bad guy?
I mean, that's the role. That's the type of roles she excels at.
Yeah.
Like, she was great on Supernatural. It was Ruby, right?
Ruby, yeah.
I loved her in that role. I didn't like her as, like, good girl, Black Canary kind of a thing.
When she got drunk and was all over the place. That's
was awful, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's been great as Black Siren.
Okay.
So, it's, but.
I mean, once the season's over, I think, at this point, I'll watch it on Netflix. That way I can get through
it. I mean, you only have to wait 8 days after the season ends to watch it on Netflix. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll go back and look. But
Legends ends this week.
It ended last night. That's the only one I've been watching. I mean, Flash hasn't been on. I think Flash comes back tonight.
Okay.
But, like.
I'm behind on all of them.
Legends is the only one I've been watching
every
week. The
problem is kind of like their comic books, the stories haven't been holding me.
Yeah.
Enough to, I mean, Legends is the only one where I could say I finished that season out last year, and I look forward to the season, but guess what? I want to just watch it all at once now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, whoever decided that they didn't want to stream it on Hulu or whatever is dumb, because I would watch it on
Hulu. Well, they have the CW app.
Well, yeah.
And it's free, but you got to sit through the same three CW commercials every time. But it's not like there's a ton of commercials.
Yeah, well, I don't want to. Anyway. The reason why I upped my subscription on Hulu is because I got tired of watching commercials.
I know. I talked to you. Talked you into that.
Yeah.
All right. So he's coming back. It'll be interesting. I don't know if it's enough to bring me back to the show.
It's enough for you to watch it on.
Check it out. Yeah, I'll check it. Well, I'll check it out on the. I mean, I always watch it on the app anyway because you know, we're cord cutters. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
OG cord cutters. All right. So next bit of news is. From Star Trek Discovery, which have you watched any of it yet?
I haven't yet, no.
I haven't either. But they added Anson Mount. And should we spoil?
Oh, I was going to say. Well, it's not spoiled because it was all over. Literally, the internet exploded, you know, yesterday.
So so he'll be able to talk at least for a little bit.
I was going
to
say he said something, so it blew up the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a Black Bolt, little Black Bolt joke there.
Now, I didn't watch Hell on Wheels yet.
I watched the first season and it pissed me off.
But and so
he was really good on that show.
Okay.
Like really good. Like a tortured character.
All right.
And I'm like, okay, Christopher Pike's the perfect character for him.
Well, my whole introduction to him is Black Bolt.
Yeah.
And I thought for someone who's not allowed to talk,
yeah.
He did fine with what he was given. Right. I mean, the material was awful. So I don't judge him. He emotes well without talking,
right. Which was part of his character on Hell on Wheels, too. But
okay.
On Hell on Wheels, his character was a Civil War veteran whose family had been killed.
Oh, all right. All
you know, like, and then he came home and found them all dead and had to deal with it and dealt with it in the way. It was good. I mean, what I watched was good, but they killed somebody where it was like totally threw me off. And I never went back and finished watching it.
That happens.
But, I think he'll be good for this role.
Yeah.
And that Christopher Pike's more of a stoic type character. And this, if this is supposed to be Star Trek proper universe and not some other parallel universe.
Are they going back to the proper universe? Or was it just...
This is all proper.
So did you read the spoiler about Jason Isaac? Oh, I know Jason the mirror universe.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the character. Like, so like, I saw
what,
that.
What I did with that was, I'm glad I didn't get his autograph. Because I have like all the Star Trek captains except Chris Pine.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, well, Bruce Greenwood's kind of like one where I'm like, yeah, if he was at a convention, I'd get him, but he's not a main character captain.
Mm-hmm.
But I have like everybody but Chris Pine, and I almost got Jason Isaacs last year at the expo. And now when that came out about who he really was, I was like, I'm glad I didn't do that.
I saved $60.
That would have made me mad, but I probably would have gotten him on Harry Potter anyways.
Yeah. So
he was, I mean, I want to watch that first season just because of him.
Yeah.
And then
knowing
the twist, I want to watch it even more.
To see if you can pick it out.
See if you can.
When did they call their shot?
There was stuff they were describing like in scenes with him where I'm going, this guy's not who he says he is.
Right.
And I was like, then when they revealed it, I'm like, okay. Everything that they were mentioning, I was like, totally makes sense of why he was the way he was.
Okay.
But I don't know. Who's the captain of the Discovery?
I don't know. But like,
Saru?
Why are they going to...
I hope it's Saru.
They going to the mirror universe in the first season?
I don't know.
There's nowhere else to go.
They were bored. They couldn't come up with anything.
But they already shoehorned...
The Orville stole all the good stuff.
They're shoehorned between Enterprise and the original series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Why would they do that to themselves?
It has something to do with Section 31, because at the end of the season, there's a scene with Section 31.
Great.
And I guess that's what the second season is going to be, them dealing with some...
Did Section 31 exist before Enterprise?
Yes. Section 31's in Enterprise.
Right.
Section 31's been there the whole time.
But, no, but was it? Did they ever mention it in Next Gen?
Yeah, it was
or?
In Deep Space Nine before it was on Enterprise.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the best year.
You're right.
Best year was part of the... Part of that group.
There's so much content to remember. I kind of forget things now and then.
I remember the good stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So this will be interesting to see, though. Hopefully he can shake off
that
the
means
whole...
they're going to cast somebody for Spock.
God. I mean, are they just going to bring in Quinto?
I would bring in Quinto. If I was them, I'd bring in Quinto. I can understand them not bringing in Bruce Greenwood.
Yeah.
But I would bring in Quinto to play Spock.
Yeah.
I think I would.
I mean, I just back up the Brinks truck and be like, hey, what do you need? Just take
you're probably only
going to
be on like two episodes.
Take however many bags you need.
I don't think he's even going to be on that many episodes.
Right.
And that, but I'm like, you know.
They're going to kill him?
No,
it would
no,
be an alternate timeline.
Oh, geez, here we go. No, they won't kill him. If this is the regular timeline, we know what happens to the guy.
One of the nacelles disappears.
Oh, my God. So or, you know, a third nacelle pops up in the middle.
all good things. All right. Yeah, I mean, this is cool news. Good
why
for them.
Why does the Enterprise have so many guns hooked to the salsa section?
Wait, why did our logo just change?
Yeah. Wait a minute. So, wait a minute. I'm confused.
We should come up with a mirror universe version of the Infamous Podcast logo.
That would be the Famous Podcast.
Well, they're yeah, that. See? But like no, but I mean, like, it would have to be much more like not quite
well,
so.
You want, like, blood and guts and knives?
Yeah, like something like that.
Well, the eye would be a knife.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know.
And I guess I would have to not have a goatee.
So I shaved mine.
Yeah, okay. So. You'd have a little peach fuzz on the bottom of your chin.
No, I shaved it off. I shaved it off. So anyway.
So you would have the goatee and I wouldn't.
I would have
the goatee. So I would know if I was in a parallel universe.
Right.
Okay.
You're the mirror universe, Johnny.
Okay.
You have to
just
go
because I'm a sociopath doesn't mean I'm from a mirror universe.
True, true, true.
Maybe.
All right. So I don't know if this is ever going to air on Netflix or anything like that here in the States. Because everywhere else in the world, it's a Netflix original series.
Yeah. If this comes out, this first season comes out, and it's a very cheap price,
yeah,
I may buy it.
I may borrow it.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you borrow it. But I'm like, I'm not even tempted to do this.
I watch nothing on CBS.
Yeah.
There's not one show on CBS that I want to watch.
It's the thing where it's like, what am I going to do? Go back and watch all of NCIS? I don't want to.
Or CSI?
Because I already know who the killers are at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Never had any interest in The Good Wife. Otherwise, I would have watched it when it was on CBS.
Sure.
And I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's some comedies. Like, we don't watch The Big Bang Theory. That's not our kind of show.
It fell off the rails a long time ago.
But anyway. All right. So
it's not reality.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory is not reality.
Right. Congrats to Anson Mount. Let's like, I don't want to get into the whole
thing.
Hey,
Big
I Bang
like
Theory
that dude. So
yeah, I felt bad for him.
When
in,
I seen
in
this,
humans.
I was like, oh, should I just go ahead and subscribe just to watch this? And I'm like, no.
I mean, if you're going to pay that kind of money per month,
right.
Just wait and buy it digitally for $2.99 an episode. You know,
I'll do it for free the free trial.
Exactly. Well, but now you got to get through all like, well, you know what they'll probably do is like limit the number of those that you can watch on the free trial because it's CBS.
Well, and that's why I said if it's coming out on a, you know, like a Blu-ray box setup, I mean, I still need to buy the last season of Game of Thrones, but I bought every season of Game of Thrones, even when I got the HBO Now app, because why not?
You might not always have HBO.
Well, and it's that good of a show.
And they put amazing special. Well,
oh,
I gave you
features.
The one season.
No.
Didn't I?
No.
I thought. Oh, no, I gave you Deadpool when I got that.
Oh, did you get a season of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There. Cool.
I think season 5.
Huh.
Anyway.
Well, right. I don't need season 5.
Well,
I need season whatever last season was. 7?
6, 7.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Game of Thrones, before we get to this last news bite, they just finished filming a 55-night shoot that was all one battle.
That's my life at my job.
But I mean, if you think about it, the Battle of the Bastards was only like 22 days.
Okay.
And that
shot it for 22 days?
Yeah, there was 22 days of filming. This
was
55. Well, and this is just one episode.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Lots of
it's the dragons. It's got to be.
I was going to say lots of whites that
dragons
are digital
on dragons,
whites.
Yep.
Digital whites and digital dragons. Digital scorpions and digital horses and digital fire, digital ice fire. I don't know where the scorpions came in.
I don't know.
Digital lions when
there you go.
What
House Lannister.
When Lannister turns into a lion. Ooh, when he pulls the Sword of Omens out and calls the Thundercats.
Lannister's home.
Yes.
All righty. Well, does he, what is, like, what would the beginning of the call be? Because he couldn't say
no
thunder, 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 Thundercats ho. It would have to be something different.
A Lannister always pays its debts.
Is it family first, their words?
I don't remember. Anyway.
All right. I'm going to go down a hole. I don't want to go down with Game of Thrones right now.
Why did you do that?
All right. So our last bit of news, they released on Sunday during WrestleMania the...
Brother.
The Solo trailer. It wasn't released during the WrestleMania broadcast. It just Brother. Came out at the same time as WrestleMania 34.
Every time you say WrestleMania.
I know. That's why I kept saying it. Did you watch this?
Watch what?
The new WrestleMania 34.
WrestleMania, brother!
Did you watch the new Solo trailer?
I did.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But like the Avengers one, I enjoyed the first one more.
Okay. So
I don't need to be shown too much.
I've said all along with Solo, the less is more approach should be what they're taking. Because,
Avengers, I think the same thing.
I enjoyed this trailer a great bit as far as seeing Alden Ehrenreich with a little swagger.
Why do people keep complaining about him?
I don't know.
They complain about he doesn't sound like Harrison Ford. Well, guess what? He doesn't look like Harrison Ford.
You don't have the same.
Guess what? Chris Pine didn't sound like or look like William Shatner, but Leonard Nimoy said he was, so he was.
Harrison Ford now doesn't sound like Harrison Ford did 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what he sounds like now. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot more complaining that comes out of that guy's mouth now. But I thought this trailer looked great. We got to see the pimp troopers in action.
Pimp troopers.
And who doesn't like a train heist?
Hey. And it's a guy who wrote some westerns, so right, he knows how to do a train heist.
I did thoroughly enjoy, though, the part of the trailer where he looks at Chewbacca and goes, "When did you learn how to fly?" And then Chewie gargles at him.
And he says, How old are you?
How? You're 190? You look great. I mean, that was like the most Han Solo thing we've seen. I don't know. I'm not overly excited for this movie, but this definitely went a long way to getting me like ready to pre-order tickets.
My thing about it is I'm more excited about this than Avengers Infinity War, because Avengers Infinity War is just built-in excitement, where this is one where I just am excited because it's Lawrence Kasdan, it's Ron Howard, and it's a Han Solo story.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you liked Han.
Well, yeah.
Like,
Chewbacca is one of my favorite characters. So it's like when I seen Chewbacca was in it, I'm like, yeah.
I'm excited to see young
Lando, young Han.
I love Donald Glover.
Woody Harrelson's in it.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany's in it.
Yeah.
Queen of Dragons is in it.
Yeah. Tandy Newton's in it.
Tandy Newton's in it.
Westworld comes back soon, by the way.
Queen of Westworld's in it.
And they are going to Shogun World.
They're what?
In Westworld.
Oh, I seen that in the preview.
So anyway.
You got me confused because you went off track.
Well, I said Westworld's coming back when I said Tandy Newton, so I don't know if you caught that or not. Anywho, I think this looks really cool. It has me now legitimately going. It's not like I wasn't going to go see it, but I'm going to totally pre-order tickets so I can see it like early. Not early, but you know, early-ish. So, all right. We're going to take a quick break. Pay some bills. So go buy some Comixology stuff.
I don't pay bills anymore.
not now that you're independently wealthy.
That's right.
Anyway, we'll be right back after this word from our friends or about our friends at Comixology.
Brother.
Okay, picture this. You're somewhere you don't want to be. And what's the one thing you always want to do? You always want to read comics. We all do. That's why we're here. All right. So here's how we can help you. Go to infamouspodcast.com/comixology. That's infamouspodcast.com/comixology. And click on the link to start your 30-day free trial of Comixology Unlimited. You can go on there and read books from Image, like Invincible. We've talked about Invincible on the show. You can read books like IDW. It is one of my all-time favorite comics. You can read Marvel, DC. I think they have Valiant now. There's a ton of stuff on there. It's great. And it's all free for 30 days to decide if you want to keep it. But definitely go check it out. It's well worth it, and you can read comics anywhere you are, from your phone, your tablet, your computer. It doesn't matter. So go to infamouspodcast.com/comixology today.
Hey, we are back.
Brother.
Look here, Johnny McDuck.
look, brother, it's Johnny Hogan now, brother. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when Johnny runs all over you?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so now...
Can I get some bagpipes behind me now playing?
God, Hogan's the only one of the three that's alive still.
That's because it's a robot.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go. All right.
Brother.
So I think talking about Solo brings up a really interesting topic that we as like fan boys and girls need to do a better job dealing with.
Yeah.
Is expectations.
Okay.
And I just listed off the top of my head like four movies here, or what, five movies and a TV show. Like
five movies and a TV show. That's like two girls in a pizza place, or two guys in a pizza, or two guys and a girl in a pizza place.
Yeah, and then it just became two guys and a girl.
Yeah,
because they dropped the pizza place
because nobody hung out at the pizza place.
Well, they got the guy Deadpool retired and up. They sold it.
Deadpool,
he
blew
did
it
blow
up.
It up, didn't yeah. he? Yeah. All right. So, like, part of this is about Solo, right? Because
Solo,
there's just been so much drama behind the scenes already of replacing directors, bringing in Ron Howard, shooting for 6 months when apparently they only had 2 weeks left to do. So, you know, they redid a huge chunk of the movie. I mean, most movies don't even shoot for 6 months anymore.
Okay.
I mean, really, I mean, principal photography does not last for 6 months on a good chunk of movies nowadays. Uh-huh. That being said, I adopted, I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time since I've adopted this, but like, I do the media blackout things.
Yeah, your blackout policy.
So I don't have like huge, huge expectations going into things. I have excitement, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like The Last Jedi, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't expect anything from that. But I think you and I are also kind of rarities when it came to that. As big as Star Wars fanboys as we are.
Mm-hmm.
All of our theories that we made up were just to make each other laugh. Sitting across this table from each other.
Like ripping you know? On Star Wars.
Because guess what? I never once thought that Ezra Bridger was Snoke. I never once thought that Sabine and Ezra were Rey's mom and dad.
No, because they're still looking for Ezra during
well, yeah, Ezra's
Last
still
Jedi.
Around.
They're still
anyway,
looking for him.
But he's the last Jedi, even though he's not a Jedi.
My expectations and what's fulfilled don't run parallel to each other that often.
Right.
Am I pissed about it? No.
Yeah.
Do they surprisingly please me in some ways? Yes.
Sure.
My expectations is if I pay $10 for a movie, make sure I'm entertained for that $10.
Which Ready Player One absolutely did that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a friend.
I mean, but you know, I gave it the it was Tron 3.
Right.
Because it was Tron 3 to me.
Sure.
But Joe posted something where that was an article about Pacific Rim 2.
Oh, I saw that today.
Yeah. And I made a comment on there because somebody was like, I'd really like to see Tron 3. And I said, we already got Tron 3. Yeah. It's called Ready Player One.
There you go.
Well, and last week I kept doing that. I wasn't doing it to be facetious. I just kept doing it because it made more sense.
Right.
Instead of calling it the Oasis, I was calling it the Grid because
it is. Yeah. It was the Grid 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 4.0, whatever, however far in the future it needed to be. But we have a friend who went into Ready Player One. The first time he saw it, he liked it.
Okay.
And then he went with a group of people and they didn't like it.
Does that
and all of a sudden it didn't meet his expectations, okay. Right? And so
your groups affect you though.
There's too many people nowadays who think, "Oh, well, I don't have to like this. It's cool not to like things, so I'm just not going to like
it." Is that the thing?
Yeah, it's totally a thing. And it's ridiculous.
See, I'm kind of out of touch with
And I know this sounds like a get off my lawn kind of rant right now.
Maybe from you, but...
Well, I'm saying from me, not from you. I'm not...
I'm just
going to
sound like the sociopath that I am.
Sure.
I'm kind of out of touch with a lot of the fanboys because in some way or another, it's gotten on my nerves over the years.
Yeah, and you're a fan grandpa.
Yeah, well, I'm just a fan...
I know. Yeah, I know.
What was the guy's name that lived in the cabin that was blowing up shit?
Oh, the Unabomber.
Yeah, I'm the fan Unabomber.
The Fanabomber?
I'm a Fanabomber.
Is that are you living in the Jonatorium?
Jonatorium. it's echoey in there. A lot of flushing going on in there.
But All right. So, I mean, you look at these movies that come out that are good movies, solid movies that just get ripped apart because people expect, especially now that Nostalgia Fest is happening, people expect it to live up to or.
What's Nostalgia Fest? Did you talk about the 20-year cycle?
Well, yeah.
That's what it's called.
I mean, you got the Power Rangers.
Right, that's the 20-year cycle.
You got the Ready Player One was, Nostalgia Fest.
The 80s nostalgia.
Star Wars in general with it being back and at the height of things.
Are we on a 30-year cycle now?
40-year.
Oh, so we're back on a 20. Yeah, we're on 20 years. We're on 20. Just 20, 20. We're 20. On another 20.
All right.
Got
like,
you 20
like
there.
John Carter, right?
Of Mars?
John Carter of Mars. But the movie John Carter starring Tim Riggins was...
What's his real name?
Taylor Kitsch.
Okay.
You weren't sure if I knew what it was.
I wanted to make sure.
Anyway, so John
Who
Carter...
Who else was in that movie?
Starring Dominic West.
Yes, there you go. See?
McNulty was in it.
What, Mark...
Sinestro?
Yeah.
Mark Strong,
that's it. I don't think of him as Sinestro. I think of him as the guy from Kingsman.
Merlin.
That's effing spectacular when he blows everybody's head
Country
off.
Road.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, all right. So John Carter is, I think, a great example of this. John Carter is a fabulous movie.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
I can't argue with that. I've watched it multiple times over the years.
It is so much fun to watch. It was marketed so wrong.
From the man who inspired the man to create Star Wars. Yeah, that marketing campaign was terrible.
So it was a lot like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right? My best friend's sister's uncle's girlfriend knows this guy who's going with this girl who saw John Carter's, Edward Burroughs, and influenced George Lucas.
Yeah.
You know? It's that kind of thing. When you go into the expectation of, this is going to be Star Wars. Well, no, it's not. It's its own thing. No. It's different. There were no space battles. He just had denser bones and could jump really far and got really strong because
it was
the
just
Martians
the gravity,
were...
The gravity, yeah.
Right. He didn't have superpowers.
There was some scientific stuff to it, but not enough that like it had to be science.
He was a soldier, and he was smart, and he was capable, but...
Another soldier whose family was killed,
and
he was grieving and became a hero.
There you go.
He just didn't build a railroad to Mars.
Yeah. But, The Last Jedi, the expectations that people put on that movie were unrealistic to have,
I didn't have
people
any.
Go in and like it. And it's not us.
I don't think... Well,
we're right. We're on the right side of history when it comes to The Last Jedi.
I expect to be entertained.
And it was super entertaining. Did all of it work? No.
No, I said that. I said every time I seen it, there was the stuff that bothered me. And... There was the stuff that I went, that's cool.
Right.
If they wouldn't have had that lightsaber battle with Kylo and Rey and the Praetorians, I probably would have been madder at that movie.
Sure.
That scene paid off the whole movie for me because I was entertained for those 4 minutes of what happened to the point where I was like, that's it. I could leave now and I'm happy.
Sure. And for me, honestly, seeing how Luke became so powerful in the Forest, the Force that he could project like that was pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
And you have all these people like, oh, he developed a new power. Well, no shit. It's been 40 years.
Did he develop it or did he already have it?
Well, who knows? But like that's the thing that really gets me. It's like there's no laws that are written about what a Jedi can and can't do.
No.
And the people who expect that they're going to just live in the hobbled Ben Kenobi, hobbled Darth Vader version of the Force from, Star Wars to Jedi.
Yeah.
That is an unrealistic expectation.
Oh, you mean like there's just the fans that are just fans of the original trilogy and that's...
Yeah.
Well, you can make that. You can do that. It's kind of like your blackout thing.
Sure.
You can make it where in your universe, which is your personal universe... Yeah. Star Wars was only those three movies.
Okay.
There's never been the prequels. There's never been the after. What do you call three after the
sequels?
Well,
sequel trilogy.
I guess the sequel trilogy.
It's the prequel trilogy. It's
at
the
this
original
point, it's
trilogy,
the
prequel, and then the sequel.
Yeah.
So,
but you can
then,
do that
now.
Future. I have friends who their favorite movies is this or that.
Yeah,
that's the only version that exists in their universe. That's fine. That's fine.
Like the special
editions.
Don't
waste your time and don't waste your money going to see anything else except those ones that you want
to
see.
The special editions of Star Wars do not exist to me.
Okay.
Because I have the theatrical release.
Yeah.
And in HD. Anyway, but you look at Iron Fist, right? That's another one I have on the list.
Yeah, okay.
Like that one greatly suffered from expectation from a lot of different points of view.
Yes.
One, there was the whole ordeal about that they cast a white guy to play a character who was a white guy in the comics.
A white blonde guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, so right there, people were already like, oh, I expect this to not be what I want it to be.
Because they expected an Asian character? The show wasn't called Shang-Chi.
Right. Yeah.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah. I
don't argue with my comic book knowledge. My God.
I'm not. I had a dyslexic moment. I had a dyslexic
moment. What were you calling Chi-Shang?
Yes.
Chi-Shang?
When you said it, that's how I saw it in my head. And I knew it wasn't right.
That's his sister, Chi-Shang.
Anyway. Now, is Iron Fist a good show? Not really.
Do you want it on a whole? Is it a good show or elements of it?
On a whole,
no. It's not a good show. There are cool things in it, but it's the same as Luke Cage. On a whole, Luke Cage was bad because they tainted the end of it.
Oh,
they killed off the actual villain, Academy Award winning actor.
Right.
They killed him off before he really got to do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people went into that with a set of expectations already. And then the group speak went out on the internet and said, this is bad. You have to dislike this because.
Ah, okay.
All right. Now.
Glad I don't pay attention to these people.
But again, you're the outlier. You are not.
I'd be the guy that would be stopping the group from burning Frankenstein's monster. Like, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not his fault.
But you're going to get a pitchfork in the chest for it.
Yeah, probably.
So anyway, you know, you look at Justice League.
Okay.
Justice League was not a good movie. Again, it had moments.
Yeah.
But we all like.
But it entertained me.
This is the one I'm most guilty of.
This entertained me, though.
And it did entertain me. And, right. And I was happy that my expectations were exceeded.
Yeah.
But I went in with a very low bar.
Like, and that was the thing is that was a movie where a lot of people went into it with low expectations because of Batman versus Superman. And I think people might have been pleasantly surprised that they were entertained by it.
I mean, there's a lot wrong with it. I mean, a turd is a turd.
Obviously, from previous episodes of this show, we know there's stuff wrong with it because there was a lot of bad crap going on in the background. Yeah. And that'll affect the movie, too.
And again, that's the instance where, like, movies do not need to be in the 24-hour news cycle.
No.
And, I mean, here we are. We're talking about it on our own podcast, and I understand the hypocrisy of it. But
that's it. I quit.
But then you look at War for the Planet of the Apes last year.
Mm-hmm.
War for the Planet of the Apes was on both of our lists for best movies of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been panned as the worst of the three.
I would have to disagree.
And I wholeheartedly disagree.
Yeah.
I think War is way better than Dawn.
Right.
Because I think Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, while it's a great middle chapter, is boring AF in a lot of scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should they have called this one War for the Planet of the Apes and not actually had a war for the Planet of the Apes? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's hyperbole. But you can't call it the, oh, hey, this is how humans lose their divine spark for the Planet of the Apes.
Should you have called it the Silence of the Planet of the Apes?
That would have been awesome because that's what it was. But because the studio decided to go with the hyperbole of war.
Yeah.
And then they put the trailers of the parts where the humans were fighting each other, intercut with Caesar and running across the battlefield. We're like, holy crap, we're going to get to see everything that was cool in Dawn pay off.
The war, I mean, you could look at the war as the war between Caesar and, you know, his own personal war, I guess you would say. Because he trusts humans. But humans always seem to screw him over in some way or another.
He always gets let down.
Yeah.
But again, this is one where, like, you have people out there who are, you know, quote unquote, talking heads and pundits.
Like, literally saying this should have been a war movie.
Right.
Okay.
No, it shouldn't have. It should have been the movie it was. Maybe they should have titled it differently. Maybe they should have marketed it differently. But you know what? There's too many trailers that happen.
The only
now.
Other
too
like
many
title
TV
I could have thought of for yeah. this that movie would have been The Destiny of the Planet of the Apes.
Sure.
That would have made
especially
sense.
Especially because it's the end of the story.
Well, yeah, it's the end of the story. And then you can go watch the originals.
Right. It just yeah. it feeds right into the right, originals, sure. which yeah. I thought was just a masterstroke.
Yeah.
By Matt, what's his last name? The director.
I don't remember.
Anyway, all right. Well, I'm.
We didn't do any notes, so.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm working again, man.
Matt Reeves.
Yes, Matt Reeves. Anyway,
I don't know where I pulled that out of, but.
And then we mentioned Power Rangers a little bit. That Power Rangers movie is a hell of a lot of fun.
If you go into it not expecting much, then you're going to be entertained.
Now, I have a 10-year-old. She loves Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because it's like, do you want to watch Power Rangers? No, I'm okay. But she loves it, right?
Okay.
Now, the movie, she'll, if I went out there right now and said, hey, do you want to put Power Rangers on? She'd sit on the floor and wouldn't move for 90 minutes or
sure.
2 hours and 3 minutes.
It's a movie where but. I got it on Black Friday. I've watched it once. Yeah. It's on Amazon and yeah. it's not one that I'm rushing to watch again. I think it was done well enough.
Mm-hmm.
There were things in it, like there were things with Last Jedi and sure. every other movie, I think, for War, except for War of Planet of the Apes, that I just, you know, flaws.
Right.
There's a lot of flaws in movies nowadays because I think that they rush them too much.
And well, instead of waiting 3 to 4
years. And they pay too much
years.
Attention to the...
To the internet.
To the internet. Don't pay attention to the internet when you're doing a movie.
Now, we do give our opinion on things because it's our show and... God damn it, we're going to give our opinion
wow,
on things.
Man.
But
I was just going to go with, like, we're assholes.
Well,
and
that
we're,
too.
Yeah, we're going to do what we do.
So, you know, to quote Turk from Scrubs, we do what we do when we do what we do.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, somehow. I'm so tired. I just, especially the last couple weeks, and seeing some of the responses to Ready Player One and the, it should have been more like the book. It should have been more like the book.
No, from all what right. you told me about the book, I would have terribly hated this movie.
Like, I like the book, the way the book is written works for a book. Because that is theater of the mind.
Well, right, yeah.
But when they are literally up there telling me what's happening,
let me put
and
it to you this way. Here's a good example.
Okay.
If I was going to go, I want that to be like the book.
Right.
And it would be terrible. The Hunt for Red October, awesome movie, awesome book.
Right.
Not awesome if you put that into that.
Right.
Because if yeah. you put elements of the movie into the book, it would have made it bad. If you would have put mm-hmm. elements of the book that weren't supposed to be in the book into the movie, it would have been bad. Same with Patriot Games.
Yep.
Same with Clear and Present Danger.
Same with Sum of All Fears. Oh, wait, no. They actually followed a
and
good
that was
chunk
terrible.
Of the book, and it was awful.
Yeah.
Of course, Ben Affleck was the exact wrong James Ryan.
Wow.
But
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, thank you. I'm looking forward to...
Krasinski. Yeah.
Speaking of Krasinski and expectations, I went and saw A Quiet Place on Sunday.
Did you expect anything from it?
No. Okay. And I only watched one trailer.
Okay.
And I literally sat on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Okay.
It is very Shakespearean. It's very Hitchcockian.
Did he write it?
No, he directed it. Oh, well, he co-wrote it.
Oh, he co-wrote it? Yeah. Okay.
It's produced by Michael Bay.
Michael Bay doesn't...
Yeah. When Michael Bay produces stuff, it's usually
Michael Bay
all right.
doesn't always do bad directing either.
I know. Like, Bad Boys was great.
The original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Martin Lawrence and Will Smith.
Yeah, not Bad Boys 2.
Never mind.
I knew what you meant. There's a movie from the 1980s for you people out there who don't know that's called Bad Boys with Sean Penn in it.
And he's in a juvenile detention yes. center. And he puts a soda can in his sock and
right.
beats a kid.
Just like
there's
a movie called The Bodyguard that doesn't have Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston in it.
Right.
That has Adam Baldwin in it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So like
before he got all sanctimonious.
Yeah. So talking expectation, I went into this movie knowing... Very little, just that they don't talk.
They
right?
didn't really give you anything anyways.
Which is great. The Matrix, I still look back to the 1998 marketing campaign for The Matrix as what all movies should aspire.
What is the Matrix?
You can't be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. And then the code drops.
Right. Yeah. Quiet Places previews kind of did that.
And it did. And I will say this. It is by far not perfect.
Right.
It's like every horror movie, you're like, why did you just do that? Just
oh, like, you know, don't go down the steps.
Yes.
Yeah. You see the old man in the preview, and it's like, you know,
Krasinski's
character puts his fingers up to his mouth, and you're like, nah, it's not gonna.
What's happening there is like the context of that scene is really cool.
Right.
But I'm sitting in the movie. I went by myself.
Sure.
I just went like Sunday at noon.
Healthy thing to do. Go to the movie.
I love going to movies by myself. I'm not like, oh, I couldn't find it. I could have found someone, but I wanted to go to this one by myself.
Sure.
So I'm sitting there. And so it was, if
you
sold peed out.
Yourself, nobody would have seen that. It was sold out.
Yeah.
Well, it was a Sunday.
Yeah, but it was Sunday at 12.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the lady next to me at one point turns to her husband and she goes, it's probably maybe 15 minutes in. She goes, it's not going to be like this the whole time. I don't want to read this movie because there's subtitles.
Oh, there
is. Sign. Okay. And, you know. Anyway, and he looks at her and he goes, it's called A Quiet Place. They're not going to be doing Shakespeare monologues.
Right. Nice.
Like, kind of like, shut up. Yeah. But no,
I can go sit out in the car until I'm done.
So this is where the whole, like for me, where I got to thinking about expectation, right?
Sure.
I didn't expect anything from this movie other than I wanted the $10 that I had to spend for a matinee to be money well spent.
See, you go to my theater, you only pay $4.99 for a matinee.
I can't go to that. Anyway, it is money well spent. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed it more so for the fact that I didn't know anything about it other than it had Jim from The Office in it.
Sure.
And his wife, hot ass Emily Blunt.
Wow. Jim from The Office, you can come kick his ass.
You just take it as a compliment. But yeah, I don't know.
But he already did this movie on the Nerdist, put it up this morning on their Twitter page. They already did A Quiet Place before on The Office.
When they shared the headphones.
When everybody was like not talking or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for the 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, watching the movie and coming out of it, it's like my family, the three of us.
You'd be dead.
Dead. We wouldn't even have lasted like 10 minutes with these creatures.
You'd be dead.
So,
I'd be alive.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. The thing is, when I'm quiet, people are worried.
Yeah, but it's more to
it. So, aliens, worry about it, brothers, because I'm quiet and I'll come for you. What you gonna do when Johnny comes for you?
I just started an intergalactic war because I just threatened aliens and it'll be broadcast out into the universe.
Yeah, well, they're just gonna come looking for you in the Johnatorium, so you're safe.
Bring it in the Johnatorium. I got a ring.
All right. I mean, what do you think about all this? I mean, like, let's kind of wrap this up.
I don't care.
No, I mean, in all reality,
listen up, brother.
I
listen,
get it,
brother.
That you don't care because, you know, not caring is cool. But
no, I mean, I don't listen to people's opinions about this stuff anymore because, you know, I've been a fan of this stuff for 40 years.
Okay, so hold on. Just do me a favor and step out of that for a second and think about.
Okay.
Think about other.
You want me to get emotional?
No, I don't want you to get emotional. Just think about other people for a second. Why are you crying?
Because Last Jedi could have been so much better if they would have just let JJ direct it.
Why do you make the crying face that Randall makes from This Is Us?
Because that's my face.
Anyway, no, all right, just for a second, think about other people and like how
I have to.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay, go for it. No, give me a situation and I'll put myself into it.
So you look at these other people who do not have the lifespan of fandom that you have.
Okay.
Who are the casual people who are also the loudest people on the internet. The people who don't know about it tend to be the ones who are like, I was so let down because of, and this is why I hate everything.
I could reference back to a William Shatner skit from Star Trek or Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
and I think it was 1980s that he was the guest host.
Sure. As T.J. Hooker?
No, it was, I think, after 4 had come out, or right around the time 4 was coming out. They had a sequence where he was at a convention, a Star Trek convention, and people started asking him questions about Star Wars. Like, he was...
right.
Yeah, yeah. So, then people were asking him Star Trek questions where it was like he was really Captain Kirk and that type of stuff. And at one point, he literally just stops everybody and tells them, get a life.
Right.
Get a life.
Which he had go a whole out, show called
Go Outside. Go outside. Look at the sun. Don't look at the sun.
Right.
Look at the ground where the sun's hitting. Look at your shadow. Look at yourself. And just be happy. Right. Be happy that you are getting entertainment. Be happy that you can go out and do this stuff and enjoy this stuff. And right. If you don't enjoy it, that's fine. You know, don't bring other people down.
Right. Well, I think that's what too many people want
to
do.
Don't try to anchor people, bring them down. If you don't like it and you find other people who don't like it, those are your friends.
Yeah, right.
That's your true group. And, you know, you can stick to it. If you liked something and then you don't because your friends didn't like it, get a life.
Yeah.
Because you have an opinion. You're allowed to have an opinion. You do not have to be part of the drones.
It just because everyone likes something does not mean you have to like it.
Well, exactly. It's the same. I do really like go outside once in a while.
Yeah.
And just look at your shadow. Look at what's going on around you.
Just get your electric skateboard.
You know, don't sit at the
computer
all the time.
Right.
If you got an electric scooter, well, wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Wear a helmet.
So,
but you don't have to get an electric scooter either. You don't have to be cool like that.
Okay.
Just because everybody else on YouTube has an electric scooter.
I'm not on YouTube.
No.
Anyway,
here's the thing though. I'm not being mean.
I know.
I don't want to come off as I'm being mean. And that I'm not being facetious either though. Do get a life. Do enjoy stuff. Don't be down on yourself. Don't be down on other things. If the book was better than the movie, you could say the book was better than the movie, but don't tear the movie up because of that.
Now, if the movie is bad, legitimately bad,
Yeah. But I mean, if you have, put it to you this way. If you give me perfect examples of why the book's better than the movie, even if I haven't read the book,
right.
Cool. Back yourself up. Back your arguments up.
Cite your sources.
Well, cite your sources, too. But your sources may not be real on the internet. Just say
it. Well, I'm saying, like, your own sources from the movie and the book.
Well, right, yeah. It's like, you know.
So here's part of the other.
That's what you wanted for me, right?
Yeah,
you wanted me to give that emotional response.
I know, and, like, you actually peed a little bit. No, and I understand.
I'm not in the janitorium of caring what you're saying about that because I just have my opinion. You started that.
I'm making a shirt.
It has to have. Does the janitorium lined with toilets along the wall?
It's the Hall of Justice with the toilet bowl in front of it.
Yes.
So the hall is the back of the
toilet. There's like a fountain coming out of the toilet.
No, there's no bidet.
Oh,
there's like flies coming out of it. No,
oh, that's gross. I keep my toilets clean.
Little stink waves. All right. So here's why I asked this, right? Just for this particular caring moment.
You're angry and mad about stuff.
I'm not though, because
you get irritated easier than I do.
Well,
about
I
this.
Do, but okay.
Here's my whole thing. I'll give you a perfect example of a day where I'm sitting and reading the internet.
Right.
At the internet, reading, clicking, blah 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 blah, reading articles.
Click.
Most of my reactions on those are, what the f?
Right.
What the heck? Put it that way. We'll just say what the heck. Because if we drop an F-bomb, we have to put that.
WTH.
It's just, what the heck is going on?
What the hell?
But the thing is lately I've been like following a couple YouTubers that have been doing their stuff for like almost 10 years.
Right.
They get negative feedback sometimes. Right. Negative feedback is going to come because there's trolls out there.
Right.
And that. The thing like one of them says is, I don't have to pay attention to the negative feedback unless there's a legitimate reason why. There's going to be naysayers. There's always going to be naysayers. And there's always been naysayers.
You don't want to pay too much attention to the good stuff.
At least we're not throwing fruit and vegetables that are rotting at a screen.
Right.
You know, this isn't, you know, Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
And that.
So you want to talk about why do you irritated? Get
frustrated with this?
Okay. So I have a degree in journalism with a minor in film studies. I literally trained to be a film critic.
Okay.
And for probably right up until about the time in between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, right? I was down at the Esquire seeing every indie film. You know, it's like, oh, God, mainstream movies, mainstream movies. And somewhere along the way, I was like, you know, I love going to the movies.
Right.
Like, I love. My two favorite things to do are to go to the movies or go to see stand-up comedy.
Okay.
Right? Like, as far as, like, entertainment dollars to spend. Right. All right. Going to the movies is my absolute favorite thing to do. I can be with a group. I like to do it by myself more. But anyway.
Yeah, sure.
And I just found myself coming out of these things, having picked it apart, looked at the story structure.
You're talking all of this, the indie movies or the
every movie. And it's like, you know, it's like, oh, well, this movie's not good because it was directed by Michael Bay. No, that is wrong. Like, that was the wrong way of thinking. And
a lot of people have that.
And they do.
Yeah.
And so I want to say it's probably been since about the time you and I started hanging out.
Yeah.
That I've just been more interested in mainstream stuff. And I've kind of like really gone all in. I mean, like, even like my comic book characters, like, I've gone way more mainstream than I ever have before.
Sure.
And I'm happier for it. Like, I enjoy it. And I genuinely enjoyed Justice League.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a good movie. And Brian from 10 years ago would have walked out of that movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, I absolutely would have. Because I was that guy. And it's because
I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie.
I've always gotten,
you know, over the years from different friends, and it's all in joking.
Right.
And that I watch crap.
Yeah.
I've always watched crap.
But I've realized I like watching crap.
That would be like totally if I had a movie review, like, article page or something.
Right.
It would be I watch crap. That would be the title of it.
We should change the infamous podcast so I watch crap.
Reviews of movies.
I watched a movie on Amazon the other night.
Okay.
With Sam Huntington and Megan Rath and Emmanuel Chatari from
Chatari.
I don't know how to say her last name. She was in Entourage.
Chicory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the voice of Chitara and
she was on your show on HBO.
Yeah, Entourage.
Entourage, yeah.
Anyway, it was called like Three Night Stand or something like that. But okay. I saw the fact that it had Sam Huntington on the box.
Yeah.
Or on the cover art.
Box.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Just aged myself there. So I put it on, and then Megan Rath shows up, and I'm like, sweet. I love Megan Rath.
Well, sure.
These two had awesome chemistry.
Oh, was this the one that was in the
Out in the forest.
I've seen that one. I watched that one. It was really good.
I love that. Yeah, love that
it
movie.
Was really well done.
Is that a good movie?
Yeah.
Probably not, but I loved
it.
No, it's, you know?
It's a well done movie.
It is. It is well done.
If your movie, and this is for people who don't know the structure of movies, if a movie has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there is a conclusion to it,
right,
it's probably a decent movie.
So same time, yeah. Ben Schwartz, who played John Ralphio on Parks and Rec, love Ben Schwartz, love John Ralphio.
Right.
He was the voice of BB-8 in the first.
That would be Force Awakens. Right.
Brain farts all day, man.
You could have just said the first JJ Star Wars movie.
The first JJ Wars.
Yeah.
He's in a movie on Netflix original called Happy Endings. Happy Anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy Anniversary.
Yeah.
I watched half of it and I turned it off. It just wasn't fun. I wasn't having fun watching it.
Like, I'm to the point now where I've watched so much stuff
that
I watch previews and I go, I either go like this. I'll be sitting there browsing through the streams.
Sure.
That doesn't sound right, but I'm not crossing the streams. I'm browsing Netflix through the streams.
That is
so you'll sit there and watch them.
Right.
And this is where Netflix has a problem that the other ones don't. They don't have trailers.
It starts immediately.
It either starts immediately or they play that goofy ass music.
Right. Well, that's because they don't.
I know. Yeah, but play the trailer. Netflix. You're paying for the movie. The trailer comes with the movie.
Yeah, you have the Play rights it. To stream it.
Yeah.
Why not? But
so you go through Amazon, you go through Hulu, you get trailers.
Right.
If I go and watch a trailer and I get no mental, like, you know, like my brain doesn't right. spark and go,
that dopamine
well, damn,
kick doesn't
this doesn't
happen.
Look good, or this does look good.
Right.
If I get that, then I know I don't want to watch it.
Sure.
If I get the, ooh, that don't look good at all, then I'm like, I'll probably come back and watch that. But like, then I'll get the ones where I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And I'll put save or I'll watch it. Kind of like the, what was the one? Open House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was one where I was like, watch the trailer and I'm like, okay, watching this.
And which I have not watched that one yet.
Sat there and watched
but
it.
But I like
and
Logan
I was like,
Lerman. Like,
I'm like,
you know.
Holy crap, this was an awesome psychological yeah. thriller.
Like, it's The Gift, right? It's yeah. got Joel Edgerton directed, starring in, Jason Bateman yeah. starring in.
Never seen it.
The girl from Iron Man 3, Rebecca.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember her last name. Anyway.
Now she's in a good, like, and using her British accent.
Right.
I can't remember the name of the movie. She's plays a person who debunks the psychics, like ghost psychics.
Oh,
and that.
Cool.
I can't remember the name of it. Hmm. But then she goes to a place where it's really happening.
Ah.
And then by the end of it, they reveal what's happening, and you're like, that's awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But like on paper, it's like, oh man, I'm going to love this movie. I thought the trailer was great. I turned it off 25 minutes
okay.
into the movie.
Okay, well, see, and then,
you know,
like that's where I'm more attuned to it than you are. Because I watched the trailer and went, I don't want to watch that.
But that's my kind of movie,
and it was,
too.
Well,
though.
It was
like,
it was more because it's like, yeah. it just doesn't work. Like, the right. the ideas of what was going on in that story, even without knowing what's
it,
going on in that
so,
story,
so, but the problem with the movie is it plods along.
Okay, well,
like,
then that's,
the, just
that's
the
what the trailer
really
kind of did,
yeah,
too, was
so,
the trailer
anyway.
Plods.
And I was hoping it was like, well, they'll build suspense with it.
Well, right.
So, like, so back to A Quiet
it's
Place,
it's kind of
like
The Purge. The original Purge.
Oh my god!
The original Purge. Like
I like the second Purge better.
Well, right,
but
the trailer for the original Purge doesn't really do much for anything.
No, and that movie had been out for 3 years before I watched it.
And I, yeah, and that's what when I watched it, I'm like, this was a well done movie.
But
there's a new one coming out.
Yeah, I saw there's a trailer for it. I haven't watched the trailer.
No,
yet.
Not the Purge. That's the Purge: The Beginning.
Yeah,
it shows what happened, how it happened, and because
there's a Purge TV series coming.
It looks interesting. Why it might have happened.
Okay,
and it has to do with stuff that happens in real life right now. No, there's another movie coming out. Man, what is it? It's Bane's in it.
Tom Hardy.
Can't remember his name. Where he's paralyzed. And it's from Blumhouse.
Oh, Upgrade.
Upgrade.
That looks awesome.
That looks awesome. Now, will it be awesome? I don't know.
Blumhouse has a great
track
record.
That's what I'm
right
saying.
Now,
Blumhouse,
so.
From everything, that every movie that
I mean,
I've watched
they're responsible
Blumhouse,
for the Shalamasons.
Well, that and Insidious, which those movies, man, those are awesome.
All right.
The Conjuring.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, but the trailer, I didn't even have to watch the Red Band trailer.
Yeah.
I watched the regular trailer, and I'm like, I think I'm seeing this.
All right. So we've gone over an hour.
I expect
really know how we did that. I was expecting 40 minutes out
you
of
wanted,
this.
You wanted my emotional response.
I did. And you cried, and I thank you for it. And, you know, I'll have Haley
like
get
a game,
you
like
a towel from the pee.
A reality show. A reality show cry. Like,
it's like Dr. Phil. But
why do you feel that you do not have expectations for these movies?
I will say this. Like, I decided to make the effort to temper my expectations for things.
Will you kind of avoid
now,
trailers?
Do I get excited for things? Absolutely.
What are you excited for?
I'm excited for Deadpool 2.
Okay.
I'm excited for Avengers.
Okay.
The things I'm most... Well, actually, let me rephrase this. I'm most excited for Deadpool 2 and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
I'm interested in Avengers Infinity War. I'm interested in Solo.
Okay.
I already bought my tickets to Avengers.
My expectations for Avengers is not going to be what I expect. It's going to be different.
I think it's going to be like the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie where it's all set up for a third movie.
Well... Yeah, probably.
Like, there's not going to be a beginning, middle,
it's
and
a heist.
End to this movie.
This movie's going to be a heist, too.
Which I like.
We're going to get two heists in 1 month.
Hey. In a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, three, really, because it looks like Deadpool 2 is a
Deadpool
bit of a heist, too.
Deadpool 2, you know, I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the first one. I haven't watched it since I seen it in a theater. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why.
I gave you the Blu-ray.
I know, and I don't know why I haven't watched it.
Man, should have kept that Blu-ray.
Probably because somebody doesn't like the F-bomb too much. So
yeah.
You know, there's ones that I'm looking forward to more
sure.
than just those. Like, those are for the first, like, blunt.
Yeah, I'm just talking about what's coming out in the
Jurassic
next couple weeks.
Jurassic World,
yeah.
I'm really looking more forward to that than I am the Avengers, yeah. Solo, okay. Deadpool, and that. I don't know why, but I am. Yeah. I have no expectations. It's up to see dinosaurs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And
I'm looking forward to seeing more mutant dinosaurs because they've guaranteed at least one more mutant thing in there.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. It's like a, I don't know. It looks like a giant raptor with a Tyrannosaurus.
I haven't watched it. Like, I watched the first trailer and stuff like that. But, you know, and I don't think that's necessarily the right way to go about it either.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't watch any of the YouTube reviews or any of that.
All I can
stuff.
Say is that maybe I'm in more the mindset of Siskel and Ebert at this point, where, you know, back in their day, there was one trailer, and it was before the movie, and you didn't watch it at home multiple hundreds of times, taking it apart. You know, you didn't take everything apart on the internet.
Right.
Like, everybody takes everything apart on the internet. I mean, the internet for me is an informational network at this point and an entertainment network.
Sure.
I expect to be entertained because I pay for it.
Entertain me, clown.
And that's all it comes down to. If you're not entertained because you didn't pay for it or you paid for it, sorry.
And not everything
but don't go
is going
everything
to be
with a high expectation
exactly.
either.
So, like, The Babysitter is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Because we both love that movie.
I didn't expect much out of it.
No, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was
but
so
Netflix,
much fun.
Netflix is doing that
But
enough.
The Netflix movies on a whole have
well,
been disappointing at best.
But the stuff they buy into...
Like, are you going to watch Titan? Or The Titan?
I haven't watched The Titan yet.
Like, are you
going
to watch it?
But you know why I didn't?
Because it's got Sam Worthington in it.
And it's got the word Titan in it. He was in two Wrath of the Titans and War of the Titans.
Oh, I forgot about that.
See how that works?
Well, I don't watch movies with him.
Yeah.
Anymore, so that's my snobby side.
The one, okay. So a perfect example of that where your expectations are not what...
Right.
Spectral. Remember that one?
Yes.
Where I told you to watch that?
And I watched that trailer. I was like, I think I'm going to like this, but I don't know what this
well,
is
I watched
about.
The trailer and I'm like, okay, this kind of sounds like a cool concept, but there's got to be more to it.
Right.
And
that's where I was.
It's
like, I hope this isn't it. That's what I went in with. And that was great. And it had Max Martini in it.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know.
That movie had a lot of good actors in it.
Yeah, it did.
And HBO Now. If you're listening to this, explain to me why From the Earth to the Moon is not on your...
I want to know why all of their HBO originals from like the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, why all of those are not on the platform.
Yeah.
There was a movie called Bandwagon.
Okay.
And it was about a band called Circus Monkey.
Okay.
And I love it. And it's
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Goddamn channel.
But it should be.
It should be. It's on YouTube.
Unless there's an explanation. Give me an explanation.
Yeah.
HBO Now. Give me an explanation.
Yep.
Is it because it's before 2000? Is there something in the contract that says you can't play stuff before 2000?
Maybe.
But, you know, I'm glad I owned From the Earth to the Moon because it was like an itch that I couldn't scratch the other night. So I had to dig it out.
Yeah.
But damn it. Why isn't it on there so I could just push a button and you can take my money?
All right. On that note, HBO, we expect you to.
If you hear this within the next like 3 months, and you put From the Earth to the Moon on there, I know you heard me.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Well, on that note, we've gone way longer than I thought we would. Thank you guys for listening to our rants. Let us know what you think.
If you didn't like them, get a life. Stop listening to me. Go out there and hug somebody.
Don't stop listening
don't
to
just
him.
Hug
keep
some,
downloading
let me
the
just
show
tell you
and
this.
Listening to it.
Don't just hug somebody. Hashtag us too. Don't just hug somebody. Make sure it's somebody you know. And make sure they want to hug. Don't squeeze them too hard.
On that note.
Soft hugs are nice hugs.
We might see you next week. We might not. We appreciate you listening this far.
Hey, if we're canceled, that's okay too. Because I don't know that anybody can cancel us. It's up to us.
We're like Christian Slater
hashtag
and pump
us
up the volume.
Oh, wow. Good old reference there.
Hell yeah.
Samantha, all right, guys. Mathis. Yeah.
All right. We will see you guys next week. Talk to you later.
Later.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodler, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.